One of the most challenging mental states to be in, or I'm going to say an addiction, is victimhood. I know a lot of people don't look at victimhood as an addiction, but if it's carried on for a number of months or years, it sure as hell has turned into a thought addiction without a doubt. Hi, I'm David Essel. For 45 years now as a counselor, number one best-selling author, master life coach, all faith minister, and so much more, we've dealt with all of these mental conditions. And this one's a big one. Being a victim in life is a big one. And there's something called justifiable victimhood, which is sort of a tongue-in-cheek statement, because if you want to be healthy and have a healthy mindset, there's no such thing as a justifiable victimhood. And that's tough for people to heal that have been abused, that have gone through incredible trauma, that have been victims in life. And I'm not saying that when you're a victim in life and you're beginning the healing that you don't talk about being a victim. That's a natural part of it. But in our private practice of 45 years, we get people out of that self-talk as soon as possible. It doesn't matter what the victimhood was started from. If it was the fact that you were born without parents, you were raised by grandparents that were outrageously strict, we can become a victim to that. If we were taken advantage of by men or women on a regular basis, we can become a victim to that. If we go from job to job and every job we're in, we get fired from, we can become a victim and say that, you know, all bosses are idiots or whatever it might be. In other words, once a person has taken on that victim mentality, you know, this is not my fault and this shouldn't have happened to me and it happened to me. You know, I've worked with so many people that 30, 40 years after leaving the house at 18, they're still victims talking about their parents. Well, you know, if my mother wasn't like this, I wouldn't be like that. If my father wasn't gone so much, I would have more respect for men. You know, these are all victim statements, right? I'm never going to get ahead in life because I'm only, you know, this tall. And then we look at someone like Muggsy Bogues, who played in the National Basketball Association for I don't know how many years, and he was like 5'4", right? So he had no victim mentality. And then we look at people, you know, that have gone through incredible struggles in life, and you know they're not victims at all. I remember recently reading a study or a story on Instagram about a young boy who was burned very badly, his face and body as a child, and you can see he's gone through so many surgeries, and he's a fireman today. See, that's someone taking something that could have been a victim experience. Oh my God, so disfigured. And yet he's so lovable. You know, you look at, you know what he's gone through and you see his disfigurement and you see his commitment to that thing that hurt him, that he is now helping others. It like brought me to tears. The strength, the determination that young man has is just unbelievable. And yet many of us will fall victim to victimhood. Well, I wouldn't be overweight if it wasn't for my genetics. And I wouldn't be an alcoholic if it wasn't for my parents. And I wouldn't be bankrupt right now if it wasn't for my former lover. And I wouldn't have all this stress if it wasn't for my children, you know. And we go on and on and on. You know, I wouldn't be in this position if we had a different president. You know, oh my God, we can just be a victim for our whole existence, right? But what we do is we turn it around. We allow people, and this is really crucially important, we have them write what's called a victim story. And depending on the person, I'll use different words instead of victim story. But basically what we do is we get them to write out everything that they're a victim about, how they became a victim to this person, how they became a victim to this event, how this is unfair, how that is unfair. We have them write the whole thing out. And some people come to me with 10 and 20 pages, other people one. I don't judge anything. But that's the starting point. And then we can start to delineate and say, okay, of all these things that we're calling ourselves a victim for, which one is the most damaging? Which of these things that we're looking at is the most damaging? You know, I can't quit drinking because I have the gene. Guess what? I have the gene and I haven't drank in a very long time. So we can't use that as a victim statement. But what we do is we help people understand that one by one, we're going to dismantle this victim speech, this victim mindset, this victim belief system, and we can do it. And you're going to feel so light. You're going to feel so different. We're going to have you making sure that when you're talking to your friends and you bring up any of your victim stories, that they lovingly tell you that it's not necessary. And we have a whole process that we teach you how to get your friends and family on your side, helping you to break the victim cycle. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. This is a favorite of mine. It's huge. It is massive. And it will radically change your life forever. Don't forget, there's 5 free books at talkdavid.com. Let's work together anywhere in the world. We'll get you on straight. Your health, your happiness, everything will dramatically improve. Have a beautiful day.